I do remember once I was, I think I might have been pregnant with Junior, but I was in the doctor's office, and I saw a beautiful piece of artwork on the wall, and I thought, that's the kind of pictures I'd like to have. So I was looking in the magazine at that kind of picture, and it cost $12,000, and boom, immediately my mind went, whoop, I can't have that. If I had held on to that dream, so I recaptured it, I can't have it. Not that that's important to you, but if that's important to me. If you want to go to Dollar Tree, that's fine. I've got another point, and then I'll go ahead and close. Thank you. Skip some. Listen, the Bible says that we can speak life or we can speak death. Say that to yourself. Call yourself by name. Cora, you call yourself by name. I can speak life or I can speak death. The Bible says in Proverbs 34, he said, he cried unto them, and he heard me. I believe this is Psalm 34. I cried unto him, and he saved him out of all of his trouble. He said, this poor man cried unto him, and he saved him out of all of his trouble. He spoke. 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Again, life is in the word. Pray the word. Say the word. Live the life of the word to the fullest. And then I'm not even going to read Mark 11:23, but it says you will have what you say. In teaching spelling, see the word, say the word. What is it? Write the word. Look away and say the word and then check it again. I thought I had them down in my mind. Check it again and see if you did it right. If you didn't do it right, go through the 5 steps again. Same thing. With most of us, we want to get a hallelujah jump and a shout. Oh, church was so good, and go home and do nothing. You got to do something with this word. The Lord said to tell you to do something with this word. He said, I'm here. I'm ready to change your life. He said, there is nothing. Say nothing. Say nothing. That's too big for my God to give to me. If you'll let him. If you'll let him. But we have thought, and I know I've thought, my husband thinks big. And he's not so into clothes now and cars as he used to be. And I say, you don't need that. You don't need that. And he buys expensive clothes, expensive car. People like to have babies that can't even get pregnant when he paid $900 for a pair of shoes. Way back. I mean, just talking about it, it was his money. I was talking about him too. Life and death is in the power of my tongue. So what I started speaking that these chairs are full of people who are hungry for the word. Oh, the empty seats up front and around there are full of people who don't mind sitting close to the front. That's okay if you want to sit back there. The word of God will produce what I send it out to do. So you start sending out ministering angels on your behalf, on behalf of your loved one, and speak only the word of God. Speak only good. You see the negative, you confess that it's there, and then you call it to naught till it won't produce any fruit. Now, ministering angels, you go for, Lord, what's the scripture I need? What's the word I need? What do I need to say? And say what God said. Be bold enough to say what God said. You can't worry about what people think. God says, do what I say. Like I said, I was hesitant to mention the refrigerator. God said, do what I say. I know what I'm doing. I know the person that planted that $200 needs $2,000. I have it on the way. You stop trying to decide what I want done. You stop trying to decide what God wants done. If God says, do it, then do it. And I'm not just talking about money. That's why he said last Sunday, repent. He said, do it now. Apologize to anybody. Or repent to anybody that has offended you or that you are offended with. The Bible says you go to that person. You don't have to wait for them to come to you. You just read what Pastor Tracy said. God is ready to pour out so much on you. You're going to say, where am I going to put it? Where am I going to put it? Where am I going to put it? He lived in that little house on the hill. This is the truth. It was nine of us. There wasn't even a corner where you could set anything. There was stuff all over the house, and it wasn't necessarily all good stuff either. But what I'm saying, we had so much because the house was so little that there wasn't space to spread out and do the things that we would like to do. That's why Bishop's mind kept growing and growing and growing and growing and growing until he got that house. He said, I'm going to spread out. I'm not going to be packed up. You don't know why people do what? I don't know where this is coming from. But yes, I do. I'm not going to be packed up like we were on the hill. Same thing with this building, and they're not closed. God says it's time for us to finish this building. Yes, I do it, Lord. Back in the 70s, you declare through, what was it? Ask. You're going to give $25,000. You remember that? God said, send your angels forth and do it now. He's already called you. Others of you, all you got to do is say it now. Say, God, what you want me to give? He said, you don't have to pay it. God said, you don't have to pay it. Just let me know what you need, what you want. I've already supplied your need. Your angels are sitting like this. I watched a race yesterday. The girls were doing cross-country racing. And they were all at the line, and they was like this. That man had his two pistols up. After a while, he said, boom, boy, they took off. But what happened? We do things differently now. This lady had trained her girls to run slowly. All people were upset. A parish even had a fire. Couldn't come back the next year, they said. Because she wouldn't let them run hard and fast. They didn't win any of the district meets and all of that. Why they won't let us run? Why they won't let us run? And the children would say, we've got to do what our coach says. And she would talk to them. And talk to him. And so all the people got to the, but they barely got into the state meet. She did her homework now. She said, if they come in here, my girls come in here at this speed, so we're going to get into the state meet. Long story short, she figured it out. She didn't just say, oh, I hope they get in the state meet. She didn't just shout, oh, they're going to get into the state meet. No, she worked it out. Mathematically, time-wise, and practice-wise. And they said, why you didn't tell us why you have us running slow like that? He said, the rest of them, they're going to take off and they're going to be worn out. So they've been running hard all the time. You've been running slow. You've been losing, but you were into the state meet. And that's what the goal. You want to watch that movie. Get that movie for your young people especially. Name of it is The Goal. G-O-A-L. And so, when it came down and the coaches were talking, ooh, they were up here last year. Who was their coach? Some woman. They were talking, and it was one guy said, I'm going to call her Sally Ray. I don't remember what her name was. And one guy that was sitting there among them, he wasn't one of the coaches. I think he may be a record keeper or something. He said, is her name Sally Ray? He said, yes. And he looked. They said, do you know her? He said, if it's the one I think it is. I do. So last year, she won. Said she was behind. She was way behind. She was way behind. And after a while, she just shot past everybody. She took her time to train properly. Take your time to put the word in. Don't just say it because I said, oh, Miss Jones said, send my missionary to go forth and bring. No. You get the word on yourself. Remember I told you about giving Aretha's grandbaby that money? That wasn't me. It wasn't my money. I had no idea. When God first said it, I'm thinking, I don't have it right now. I mean, I had the money, but I didn't have it again. I didn't think. But when she sent me that text and said, I told God I'm not going to worry about it, then I knew her ministering angel. It might have hovered over you. You just didn't listen. Might have hovered over somebody else. Just didn't listen. Hovered over grandmama. Grandmama thought, I sure wish I had. Some of us thought, well, I can give $10 on that $450. That's all I got. Ministering angel already been sent out last night. He found somebody where they could lay. So my words have the power of life and death. I speak life. Hallelujah.